Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm being filmed right now at the 77th Venice International Film Festival. I'm very pleased to be joined at this time by director Filip Yuryev and actor Arge Vortarte. Is that correct pronunciation? Oh, and we're going to be talking about The Whaler Boy, which is a fantastic film, an energetic rush of life, but also quite a powerful statement on today's society. I said way too much, but Filip, just in case our listeners are not familiar with the film yet, because it is premiering, it's here at the festival, would you maybe say a few words to just describe the story and, you know, say as much as you'd like?
Okay, thank you. So this is a story based on isolated place, a small village on the far north of Russia. It's Chukotka, on the place between the borders of Russia and the USA. So the boy is living in a small village, and he's a teenager, and I guess he is full of ideas of exploring the world and having some, you know, romantic feelings. And the only thing he got for his life is internet and webcam chat. Right. And he falls in love with a model of a chat, and the story begins from that point and continues with his crazy journey to find her in America. So...
The American dream.
Yeah,
it is kind of an embodiment of the American dream. Of course, I find that one of the fascinating aspects. I think I connect with this movie personally because it's the isolation from women that these men experience, really, which I also experienced during the quarantine, and it wasn't very nice. But where does that the idea of exploring this particular theme come from?
I think from from my teenager feelings, yeah, from the feelings when I was growing up. In I wasn't living in such far remote places, but I think we have the same feelings all over the world, like this age when you are full of energy, but yeah, you don't understand how to live, and the world is so boring. I think that this theme connects everybody, yeah.
So. Yeah. Do you ever miss being bored? Do you ever miss being bored? I find that it's hard for me to be bored nowadays.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Arje, how did you get involved in the project? The character you play is very has very significant part to me, because I feel like it represents sort of a barrier in a way from the lead character to getting to his dreams, but at the same time maybe his conscience. How do you view your character, first of all?
Well, we were joking about it with Filip this morning that he's a ghost.
Yeah.
But that's not how we did it, but it's just, you know, it's a regular good guy. He's working for the border patrol,
right?
And he finds this kid, and he's trying to do the right thing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you do get the feeling that he's just part of Leshka's consciousness.
Exactly. So the character may represent his consciousness, like you said. But do you personally understand what his motivation for going on this personal journey? Was there anything that you could connect with the other character as well as your own?
Me, Arye. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. You always try to, you know, you set the bar too high, or your dreams are not, you're not really in possession of your dreams yet. Yeah. You don't really know what's driving them. And yeah, so you just rush into it head, you know. That's how I connect to that character.
Exactly,
and
yeah.
That's his strength, I think.
Filip, can I ask you about the style a little bit? You play with the camera angles, for example. In some shots, the camera is turned upside down, the shot is turned upside down. But also, the use of music I found very peculiar. What would you say is the sort of style that that motivated that? And what was the idea of doing perhaps these things that go beyond the traditional language of filmmaking?
I think that We tried to make something that is very unpredictable, so you never feel that this film about Far North. You can, maybe it's more traditional to use, you know, ethnic music or something, but we used some kind of old rock and roll stuff, and I think it the music is so far away from this style that it works, because I think it works an idea, and I think it is often you mustn't do what first is logical to do, yeah? You must shoot this, or you must shoot this style, but you need to try completely different. Maybe it will work, and it worked. Like something that you never will feel that it is right, but...
Yeah. Can I ask you as well a little more about sexual energy as a driving force in this film? I feel like, you know, we begin by looking at the behind the scenes of a webcam, you know, adult site, whatever we want to call it. And then we get into this completely different setting, at least visually speaking. So, you know, just in terms of sex in this movie, do you feel like that is an energy?
Of course, because like I think the teenager's period is so cruel, because you want sex so much, but you don't have any chances, because like it is like when you are 14, 15, 16 years, it's often impossible for you. And like it is, I think it's not right to speak about the teenager's feelings and don't think about the sex or something. I think that it is one of the main parts of your life in that age. But on the same side, it is not only sex, but you know, some you know feelings of romantic and feeling of yourself not from this place and finding your own place in life. I think it is all together, and I think for the main character at first, like this cam girl is some kind of a sex dream, but after that it become for him the question to himself, what I'm doing and what I want and where is my home. I think some kind of that.
Yeah, it all comes together. I understand what you're saying, and I would love to dig in deeper into these subjects, but unfortunately that is kind of the time that we have set out for this interview. Nevertheless, thank you guys for joining us and talking about The Whaler Boy, which I urge listeners to look for and check out hopefully soon enough beyond the Lido di Venezia. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.